When the voices come out.
Hello?
Hey, hi. Sorry, I got cut off.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know if you could ever hear me or not. I think we're just in a bad connection. Are you in a bad area right now?
No, I'm good. I'm at a stop, so.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, Larry, what I would have a question is this. Where exactly did you receive that message?
So,
because it doesn't exist in your dashboard. Yeah, and so if it came to you a different way, we can narrow it down. Do you happen to use the Google My Business app?
Yeah, I think what he did is on the home page, you know, where you press Google for the review.
Mm-hmm.
I think he pressed that number underneath it and did that. I'm not sure about
if you're because here's what I'm going to say. If you're using the Google My Business app, if you turned on messaging, it allows people to message you directly through the Google My Business app, and we can't see that here at Local Splash. Only you would see that. And so it's not coming through our system as a lead. You'd be getting it directly from Google. And it is on your Google listing. And if you've happened to be using the app, that could be what they're doing or what they did.
Well, you know what? I've got it right here. It says Local Splash. We are forwarding a new lead from
your
webpage.
All right. So let me see which one is that dated?
Yesterday.
Okay.
At 10:58, y'all sent it to me.
All right. Raphael, this is the one I couldn't see. Okay. I highly recommend this company. So, all right. So this, okay. So what he did, then I can tell you exactly where this came from. He went on the web page, not your Google listing. He went all the way onto the web page. And it's where it says contact us. He filled out the contact form.
Okay, instead of a Google review.
Instead of a Google review, he filled out the contact form on the website we created. The odd thing is that we sent this to you, and yet I can't see it in your dashboard. So that throws me off a little bit. But I see it in the emails. Okay, so that makes perfect sense.
So I need to ask him to go to the Google review on my homepage and not to contact us, but...
That's exactly what happened.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask. He just punched your phone. They were side by side, as you know. So
yeah. So it'd be easy to do.
Yeah. So he just needs to tap the pop one.
And you know, for some people, especially to leave a Google review when it takes you out to your Google listing, people sometimes are thrown if they're not. It's easy for people that are used to Google and they have a Gmail account. It lets them start typing. But if somebody's not logged into a Google account, it stops them right there and asks them to log in. And so what might go, I'm in the wrong place, they might not.
I understand what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll get rid of that, go to my homepage and where it says the G symbol. And that's the instruction I gave him, but he just did his own thing. That's cool. But I was asking to press the Google review. All right.
Sure. Well, and, you cleared up a question for me, too. And I'll tell you what, I suspected, but I wanted to be sure. Okay, we got a text from you yesterday that has two question marks. And then, but what that is, it's literally what comes through when you do any kind of icon. So why we couldn't see your thumbs up? It just gave me those two question marks. And so, but it was because of your message that you asked, did you see the message before the thumbs up? They cleared up for me what those were. So,
okay.
So the icons don't actually come through. They said they were, they had just made that possible, but maybe it's still in the works. Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling.
All right. You have a great day, Larry.
You too, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.